All right, so this is the first episode of the Apartment Podcast. I'm Patty.
This is Travis.
Sam.
Flipping through his comic.
Your comic, actually.
That's right, my comic. So basically what we're going to be doing for this podcast series that we will just have for however long is we're mainly going to be talking about video games, different comics-related things that are going to be happening, animes, whatever really catches our fancy.
All the geek stuff.
All the geek stuff.
All the fun geek stuff that people wake up in the morning and check their favorite website for.
Yep.
We save you that trouble.
Probably.
Kind of.
We'll tell you if it's important.
Yeah. And then we just talk about what we've been doing for, I guess, the week or whatever recently. So, who wants to go first? Nose goes. Sam.
Yeah, Sam. All right, so, first I'm going to be talking about some game stuff that happened. First key point. Wow, real popular game, you've heard of it, World of Warcraft, Blizzards.
What's that?
Yes, what is it? You used to actually play it, Travis.
An MMO.
There you go. Anyway, super popular. I think it's the most popular one now, and it's actually dropped a large number of its subscription base. It's down to 7.7 million.
Darn.
Isn't that such a tiny number?
Considering how old the game is, I'm not surprised.
When did it come out? 2003?
Yeah, when I was a youngin'. I'm 23.
A youngin'.
Wait, how long did you play, Travis?
I don't know. I played for 3 years.
3 years?
When it was the original WoW before they added Burning Crusade and all the extra expansions.
Woo, Burning Crusade. Yeah.
Right, so what I wanted to talk about with this whole WoW subscription deal is, well, especially to someone who's actually played the game, like myself, why do you think people are suddenly dropping from it? Do you think it's an age thing? Like, it's a really old game, it doesn't look as pretty anymore, or they're just tired of paying monthly subscriptions?
A little bit of everything, I'm sure, but the biggest thing is probably
new games.
Just the new expansions that they keep adding on there. It makes the games and all the quests are a lot easier. A lot of people say that the quest or the dungeon finder thing ruined it because just allowed too many random people to create parties that just sucked and never made it through the dungeon, so people would get frustrated and quit. But yeah, there's lots of different.
Isn't that
reasons.
We call pugging?
Yeah.
It's pugging, right?
Pugging is when you just randomly join a group.
All right, yeah.
We did
that
in DC Universe a few times, remember?
That's the only MMO where I actually remember anything with any sort of context.
Ads. Okay, right. Yeah, the game first came out in North America in 2004.
2004,
so it's been going around for close to 10 years now.
It's a good run.
That is a really good run. Especially when I've been saying for like the past 5 years, why won't you die already?
7 million, still a good number.
I know, which means I'm probably offending some people who that's probably their life and they've been playing it since 2004.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I always thought it looked nice, so...
Some may be insulted, some might not. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Well.
No, but I think it is mostly an age thing.
Now, Minecraft, that's a real MMO.
We started on Minecraft. But as far as the age thing goes, I mean, it's not just that. There's also that there's so many free-to-play MMOs, it looks so much better than WoW.
Yeah, and then you have all the new stuff that's going to be potentially coming out, at least in America, like Blade and Soul, hopefully, eventually.
Maybe.
Kind of don't
I'm looking forward to the Elder Scrolls Online game. That looks pretty kick-ass.
And then there's Destiny.
Destiny's not an MMO.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
They showed it as
not
being
massive.
MMO.
It's...
Yeah, it was.
Mini.
They
mini
showed,
MMO.
It's because at E3, they had all of, like, 12 people playing on it. They couldn't show, like, hey, look, here's 30... 40, 50, 100 people playing.
No, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. That'll be the first game that you buy, right?
No, it comes out later. It comes out later.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be Watch Dogs.
2014.
Watch Dogs.
But as far as Destiny goes, I mean, it just... I really do have a hard time imagining a lot of people in one place at one time.
It's
so going to exactly
be
sure
a high-quality game. I can't imagine them having more than 20 players in one area without them splitting it off into multiple servers or anything like that. So
well, like
I can't,
for a
I can't
match,
see that.
Maybe, like
yeah,
the
maybe
kind of
a PvP type of thing, but nothing intense like that.
Don't tilt the computer. I see you moving.
Okay, excluding that. You hear that, Bungie? Give us more details so we know what your game's about. I'm tired of just looking at eye candy.
Or give us jobs working on it. Either one works.
Yeah,
it
could
cool
work
too.
For Bungie.
Okay, so what's next for your thing?
Well, let's go into Elder Scrolls Online, because we were talking about that.
Sure.
So, I've been excited about Elder Scrolls Online, because I love Skyrim and Morrowind and Oblivion. So I'm excited for that. Watch the new footage they had out today for the QuakeCon, or whatever it was. They did a live play of one of the dungeons. It looked pretty awesome. Everything looks pretty much just like Skyrim does, where you can run around, knock stuff over, steal plates and brooms and whatnot. and it's not just static material like in most MMOs, so that's pretty exciting.
One funny thing, I was watching a separate video about the new footage, and the two guys were talking about how, unlike in Skyrim, when you smack a person and you know how like they'll knock them back or stagger them, they're like, they have to remove that for Elder Scrolls Online, because you'll just have six people whacking on a dude, and he'll keep staggering, and then he just won't die, because no one can hit him. Because all of, like, one person will hit, and then he'll stagger, and all the other five people will be like, crap, whole, missed. Like,
invincible part?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
they can't be hurt because they're, like, recovering?
I saw in one of the videos they had some kind of stunned where they're, like,
they just, like,
going around their head or something.
Yeah, they just stopped. They just, like, stood still, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and also in one of those videos I watched, they were showing how interactive or intelligent, I guess, the AI system was in it, where it would fight differently depending on what type of character you are, whether you're stealth or warrior or magic. It'll find your weakness and go for you. Or if you're in a group, then it'll group up with other enemies in the area. So they were like fighting some alligator creature lizard things, and once it noticed that there was a group, a couple healers enemies came over and started healing the beasts or whatever they were, and so it made it a lot harder to kill them. So that was pretty neat, smarter AI.
Was that only happening because the players themselves were in groups, or is that something that might happen if a player's, like, by themselves?
It might happen in both, but they were saying that it was because they were in a group, that the mobs were had more of a group mentality where they'd support each other, where you don't see that too much in other MMOs that I'm aware of, anyway.
I would feel better taking out a group of monsters that's actually smart for once, you know, instead of just hacking them with an axe until they drop dead.
And then they also still have all the sneaking stuff where you can, you know, crouch and stay hidden and shoot your arrows and knock them out before they even know you're there, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because you want to gank people.
I like ganking people. Yeah, you can still sneak up behind people, you can level up all your stealth skills just like in Skyrim, so that's pretty awesome.
That's the interesting thing about that, though. That's actually not my playstyle at all. You know, I just like to go in guns a-blazing, swords a-flying.
You know, try and be the tank.
I love tanking. You know, until someone actually depends on me.
Yeah, I like DPS.
I like strong, tough DPS. You know, I just want to be a god. Is that asking for much?
With your own little pocket healer?
Pocket healer.
But, yeah, the video that you linked me to, Travis, it did show that it doesn't matter what class you are, everyone can specialize. Well, not specialize, but actually level up their stealth skill, so everyone can kind of cloak and sneak up and stuff and have a good stat at it.
Yeah, it's because the video I watched, the guys were talking about how there's no specific class. Because, like, in Skyrim, there's no class. You just choose up, like, level up whatever skills you want.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting since there's no actual class.
Although in Skyrim, there's a max to how many points you can get. I don't know if Elder Scrolls Online is going to have a maximum.
Well, yeah, they have to have a max level. So, that should, like, cap what you can have.
Did you ever beat Skyrim, Patty?
I beat the story, yeah.
Like, farther than me. You didn't beat the story.
No, because
I got to the end and I technically beat it, but I allowed myself to die just so I could continue beating everything.
You can keep playing after
the
story.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't
like it. I just wanted to finish the story because I was getting the Dawnguard DLC and played it for all of like 3 hours. Then other games came out and I completely forgot Skyrim existed.
I could never forget Skyrim. I just know that it overwhelmed me from the start and then to the finish when I eventually dropped it for games that, you know, have an end.
Yeah, those are fun.
What do you mean you don't like going to the inn and asking, hey, what's up, any work? And they're like, oh yeah, go grab this dude over in the next town, he needs to be carried over here.
You know, back to my guns a-blazing style of gameplay that I like so much, it's really hard for me to keep track of all those quests. So a lot of times it really just amounts to me just looking at my compass and saying, okay, there's something in that direction, let me go kill it. And you know what the problem is? I probably wasn't supposed to kill it.
Didn't you do that in Oblivion? You, like, annihilated an entire town and realized you couldn't finish the story?
That was fun.
I did that, too.
I
killed the entire town because someone pissed me off because they were selling their axe for way too much. And I'm like, I'm taking that. And killed everyone. Guards came after me. I'm like, nope, I got this kick-ass axe now. You can't stop me.
Maybe it's because I put more time into Oblivion, but I do actually have better memories of Oblivion than Skyrim. Like, I spent, like, just a week just going from one town to the next in Oblivion, killing everybody that could die. And if I killed them and all they did was faint, which would really irritate me, then I would run away. Because as soon as they got up, they were going to tell the guards, and the guards were going to murk me. And I kind of didn't want that to happen.
There were a couple instances like that in Skyrim, where like you'd go in to kill a camp of whatever, Alliance or Rebels, or whatever they were called, and like one guy just would not die. Yeah, stick a dragon on him. He's
because
just
they're important for
limping
like the story
around
or a quest or something like that. Which
or you just
good.
Couldn't kill all kill the people. Them, but... I remember seeing someone do that. Yeah.
Maybe they should give you some kind of warning. That's what I want. I want to be able to kill them, but I want a warning. This is, hey, if you kill this person or you like attack them when they're down and decapitate them like an execution, then you will not be able to continue on with this quest.
Yeah. Or it could, well, yeah. I think it should just automatically not allow you to obviously kill them, but you kill them, they're on the ground, you can take their stuff, but then it turns out that someone came along later in the story and revived them. I think that'd be pretty cool.
All the important people should be gods that can't die anyway.
Anyways,
Plot armor, yeah. Wait,
plot
that's what they already have.
Yeah.
Dirty plot armor.
They should have better design.
I think I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Elder Scrolls Online.
Shiny.
Did they say anything about the character creation? Because I know my video did.
I did see that there was quite a bit of character creation, like just different facial stuff and whatnot, but
there's
I didn't
a lot.
See too much.
It's huge. Just like the face alone, there's like 20 or 30 different things you can change on it, including ear tip flare, which I thought was kind of funny for hearing.
Well,
but one of the interesting things was like you can play a race. Like, say you're a Nord. Nords are usually, like, I guess, shorter than High Elves. You can't make your Nord taller than the High Elf. Because
makes sense.
In the lore of the entire Elder Scrolls series from forever, like, the heights are set. So
and
it's
you can't
like,
have, like, a midget High Elf and a really tall Nord?
Yeah, I guess. But apparently since, like, you know, from Skyrim, like, you see the Aragonians and stuff, they're always, like, kind of, I guess, skinny or slim or just lean. Apparently in Elder Scrolls Online, you can actually have one that's fat.
Yeah, I saw
a
them
fat
make
lizard?
A fat
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you can have a fat Argonian.
Up, I'm Bowsering this.
And
another, that's what I'm doing.
Oh,
I'm
and apparently,
Bowser.
I know another one of the attributes that you could change for like the body at least was posterior.
Posterior.
So you could give some like your character a lot of ass.
Still sounding like Bowser.
How can you give an Argonian a butt? That just
they have
right.
one.
Do they? They have a tail. I mean, that kind of
the tail's
lies.
Attached
the tail
to the tail
above
bone.
The butt.
Maybe their tail will get really.
You
fat.
Know, it's kind of like Saint Rose. What's it? Sex appeal.
Yeah, here. That's right. And it's all it did was like made your quote unquote penis larger.
Like there's an arm in my briefs.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah,
that's strange.
Of course, if you play it as a woman, like, you know,
your
Travis likes
bigger.
To do, then you get bigger boobs. I don't remember if you got a bigger
boobs.
Ass, too.
I don't remember.
Boobs.
Well, Skyrim, apparently, can do whatever you want, so.
Yeah.
And then in Skyrim, or not Skyrim, but Elder Scrolls, you can collect all the books like you used to in Skyrim and whatnot. But I wonder where you can store them. If you still get, like, an infinite cupboard where you can just store millions of books.
Well, you'd steal or buy them, and then you'd probably have your own space in your character's home that you can store them in, like a chest.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about any homes or places like that, so that'll
you
be
said
interesting.
It was Skyrim, but online.
I know, but I haven't seen that part.
Of course that's
also, they don't have it sounds like they don't have like a central auction house type of things like most other MMOs do, but rather everything's controlled through the 5 different guilds that they have. At least that's what it sounds like. But there's like the Mage Guild, the Fighters Guild, or whatnot. And each one can specialize in certain trades. Like maybe the Fighters Guild tends to be better at armor. So then you usually go to the Fighters Guild to buy armor or something.
Hmm.
But
that's
it sounds
different
pretty
than
interesting.
I was thinking when you described it to me earlier. So it's kind of like an auction house. But it's more specialized
yeah.
for the types of items
well,
that you're getting.
Because the way it sounded like
so
is
like
they designed
houses.
It to... hopefully end up like that, but you know, once it opens to public, who knows what it'll turn into. But
Fighters Guild shouldn't allow you to put books on their shelf.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't think so, but maybe for whatever reason they'll specialize in potions and they'll sell more potions.
It's the only books they allow how to punch better.
Punching and kicking and
better
stabbing.
Melee.
Quick, teach them the Falcon Punch.
Punch.
That sounds like something to be in Skyrim.
Oh, of course.
Different crossover references. That'd
and,
be fun.
Yeah, they're in closed beta right now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But, I've submitted my application like 30 times, but they won't give me one.
It's because you submitted it 30 times and they're like, screw this dude.
Well, I did it 3 times at first with different information, but they still haven't given
maybe
me
maybe if you had a podcast or something.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should start one of those.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
And then we can get into Bethesda's booth at E3.
Yeah, we're going to play all the
Secret
early
Motive.
And yeah, they don't have multiple servers. They just have the mega server. so you can not have to worry about when you play with your friends. It's like, oh crap, I'm on a different server, I can't play with you. Since you have that mega server, you can play with your friends. Well, don't care. It's like, hey, meet me in front of the gates of whatever this stupid town is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be there in like an hour.
And then I heard that when you first sign in, you take some little questionnaire on your play style, so it'll section you off into kind of different subgroups in that server so that you can play phases. So that you can play in a phase that's like either roleplay heavy or more PvP or raid heavy, so that way you can make friends that have similar interests to you rather than just going to some random one where you're going to get a bunch of noobs who try and raid up and just fail every time.
One of those questions should be, do you like children?
they actually said they commented on that in the thing today. They were saying how you could play, like, because you know a lot of those dungeons you get like 12-year-olds and that's when you end up failing, but you can choose options like that, or there's some kind of question in that
mentioned
that
if you're
I'll
a pedophile
mention.
You can tailor that so you will get a phase that's probably filled with more of the younger.
I doubt it'll
players.
Be that specific, but yes, it could possibly lead to
unless
that.
The FBI are like, help us out find the pedophiles,
maybe.
Oh great, undercover FBI agents in Elder Scrolls
Online. That's 12-year-olds.
That'd be awesome.
Short
if they were a specific race
role playing.
And that dwarven chick, she's got a badge.
A what?
And yeah, and then it's going to be for PC, PS4, Xbox One. So I take it we're going to get it for PS4, right?
Well, if everyone else gets it, I'll more than likely play it.
Yeah, yes, peer pressure for the win.
Yeah, peer pressure and having money, hopefully.
Well, we need more games for the PlayStation 4, so it's all good.
I'm all for MMOs on consoles. That's, like, something I've dreamed of.
I like how there'll be more achievements that way, probably. And it's easier to show them off, so that's cool.
That's true. So,
wait,
yeah.
Is it? How's it easier to show them off?
Because you can't show off your achievements on a PC game unless you're playing a Steam game
Steam.
Or something.
Are there games not played on
Steam
now?
Yes, there are lots
are
of games
sure?
that are not
yeah,
played
like
on
WoW.
Steam. WoW like, WoW. WoW is
well,
not
that's
on
that's
because
they have their own thing.
Yeah, but still. Like, if it's on the PlayStation, then you're sharing all of your awesome game stats.
I do like metagaming. I like sharing information. I like seeing what people have. I like being bitterly
and
jealous.
And then they have that new share button on the PlayStation 4, so you can share how your Argonian decapitated 15 guys in one swing.
Woo! So I'm going to take it you're going to be an Argonian?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'll do. Instead of buying the game, I'll just watch you play the game from my PS4.
I guarantee I'm going to probably be a male Nord with a big-ass beard.
Beard.
So one of my problems I was having with Elder Scrolls Online was that it just looks so damn nice and shiny.
Yeah, darn.
And realistic.
Oh, God, I hate snaps.
I wanted stylized graphics.
Well, from the video I saw, it didn't look like the graphics were...
That's what Sunshine Overdrive's for. You can
why
play
is
Sunshine
that Xbox One
Overdrive?
Yeah, that's Xbox One.
Oh, we'll get one eventually. It doesn't matter.
Danielle's going to get one.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We're going to have enough PS4s here anyway.
So are we done talking about Elder Scrolls? Because we've been talking about it for about, like... 18 and a half minutes now.
There's more to talk about it.
Well, we have more things to talk about.
But my Khajiit.
Screw your cat.
Or is it Khajiit?
Oh, yeah, Khajiit.
I don't know. My Khajiit.
Forgot about those.
Can I call it Khajiit? The Khajiit?
Khajiit sounds racist.
I know it does. And I'm going to say it loud and proud.
Of course you are.
Wow.
All right, yeah, let's move on to something else. What about The Last of Us? You guys haven't played it yet, right?
No.
I watched enough of it, and I watched that video on IGN about Seth Rogen playing in the first 10 to 15 minutes of it.
I didn't notice his voice at all, so I have no idea.
He's not in it.
It was just a video of him playing it.
Oh, I see.
You know, get his reactions and all that. I swear, that man is inherently high.
Yes.
It's Seth Rogen. Have you not seen his latest movies?
I have.
There you go.
But yeah, apparently after I finished the game, I had thought like I did really good at collecting all the sim, like whatever, the Firefly dog tags and the comic books and all that stuff, and then I go back and it says that I have missed like 200 of each, and I'm like, well, what the hell? I searched every single corner of that game.
Obviously, you didn't.
And then I quick looked up on like IGN or something just to see like, because they have a list of how many items are in each place. And it showed me a picture where they each were. Some of them were hanging in trees and off phone poles. That's just ridiculous. To hang them in trees?
How do you get them?
You throw a brick at them.
Throw a brick.
Or a bottle.
Can you shoot them out the tree?
I don't think so. Oh. Well, I mean, maybe. But why would you want to waste your bullets? You got like 5 of those to kill 7 zombies, so good luck.
You get that feeling Naughty Dog's just kind of trolling you.
Yeah, it kind of upset me. I got through my controller. I'm like, screw that. That game's like super long, and I was playing on hard mode, and then there's survivor mode, and yeah, not going to be that.
Speaking of collectibles and including the comic books, did you know there's actually a Last of Us comic book?
Makes sense.
Did it come out before or after?
I think it came out after, probably like a week or two after. It's a prequel, so it tells more about whatever the little chicklet's name is. Stuff. What's the little chicklet's name?
Ellen Page, because she looks like her.
That's not her name.
Yeah. No, not Sarah. Ellie. Yeah, it's Ellie.
It's Ellie?
Ellie.
Really?
Yeah.
Told you.
It sounded familiar. Like, every time I thought of it, I'm like, it's probably Ellie. But I'm like, no, because it looks like Ellen Page, so they wouldn't be Ellie.
Yeah, no, her name's Ellie.
Naughty Dog's much more creative than that.
Apparently not.
Nope. Damn it, Naughty Dog.
Or they're just doing that as, like, a little Easter egg. Like, who could notice? Everybody.
Everybody.
But she didn't do the voice for her, did she?
No.
Alright, it was just a likeness.
Yeah, it was just a likeness.
Yeah, Ellen Page is in, was it Beyond Two Souls?
Yeah, she's the main face in that voice for Beyond Two Souls.
Okay. That game was hard. We played it at E3, just
it's
a little
not
demo.
Hard. It's
I,
just
no, it was really hard. I got stabbed every time he went to swing at me.
Nah,
you need
I
like a tutorial for that dodging thing.
I
wasn't
punched.
Sure.
So what type of game is it?
Quick time events all the time.
Awesome.
Except for when you have to like walk
movie.
It's quick time events and then you control the soul person and it's just that's confusing.
You choke or
you get choke or you tear apart their soul to take over.
I played Ashura's Wrath. I can handle it. You should play Ashura's Wrath.
No, I'm good.
Nice relaxing quick time events.
It was a good game and it seemed really awesome, but
yeah, it looked pretty.
Like you have to dodge when like one of those guys is coming to punch at you and you have to pull back or to punch forward, and I wasn't sure which one to do because she's like half dodging. Well, she's like getting ready to punch, someone's swinging at you with a knife, and I'm like, well, she's backing away, but she's also punching. So which way do we go, forward or back?
Yeah.
And I'd mess up and I get stabbed and just
same thing would happen
going.
To me. Like they'd be showing like side view, like me as chick on the right side, dude on the left, and he'd be punching at me, and I'd be like turning, like flicking one of the joysticks to like the right to be like dodge out the way, and it's like you still got hit. What do I do?
Yeah,
I'd be doing that. It's like you're still getting hit. It's like
re-dodge or
no? You have
no. It's just you just get hit.
Yeah, it slows down when it like comes to moving, and apparently that's an option that you can turn off, I believe. But
I'm not gonna turn that
right.
Off.
You memorize all. Oh, dodge left, punch right, go forward.
Won't they make
back.
It more cinematic, which is
kind
of what
be
they're
pretty
going
awesome.
I think that's what they were going for because that's what it looked like.
Maybe that's something you're doing like a second or third playthrough.
Yep, a fifth or sixth. Maybe
once you memorize all the movements, like you can do everything perfect.
I wonder if there's gonna be anything collectibles or anything. I never played Heavy Rain,
doubt it.
But I kind
of
doubt it.
I played the demo of Heavy Rain. You know, I really just don't play the really really story driven games.
Well,
like sometimes
not as
I'll
fun.
Play some of them.
Well,
but
I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be. I
like,
haven't played them either, so I don't know.
What was that one with the post-apocalyptic one with the monkey dude? His name was Monkey. I made you
Odyssey.
Play.
No, it was Odyssey.
It was Odyssey or something like that.
Yeah, Odyssey Journey
Odyssey
of
Journey
the West
to the West or something like that.
Yeah,
guy's
name
really,
was
really really story driven.
That was good.
Well, it was good, and it had simple enough gameplay, but it was also challenging, where, you know, I forgot that I was playing a game that was focused more on the story than the action and the platforming.
Yeah, you should play it. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, it's old. It's like
you
a year or two old. Yeah, of course he has it.
We don't have it.
It's not Sam
on
has
it.
It.
I own it.
Shelf. Of course not on his shelf.
What is it?
It's in his little
PS1
book.
Game
it's in my
or
case.
No,
of,
it's PS3.
It's in my steel case of, like, 300 games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm junk.
Yeah.
So yeah, Last of Us.
Last of Us. The glitches. So annoying. I got stuck at this one part where I was like, we met up with some friend and we were running from all the zombies attacking us. And every time I would go into this cutscene event, like through the final door, it would freeze. I got so mad I was stuck on it for like 5 hours. Restart, try and kill all the zombies. Apparently they were infinite, so I could never do that. I tried to push the girl into the door and be like, get in there so we can go and finish. But no, so then I went swimming, and then I came back, and it turned out that there was a tiny little smudge on the CD, and just wiped that off, put it back in, and you're good to go.
So yeah, that wasn't a glitch. That was just dirt.
It's not. It wasn't like
a
real smudge.
It
was just a. It was a, the PlayStation couldn't read it properly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway.
Did you clean it before you put it in there, or were you just...
There weren't any real smudges on it. Like, I put it in there, it was pretty much a brand new game. There's... I didn't put my fingers on it. You know, you hold it,
obviously,
your finger in the middle and your thumb on the outside and you put it in there. But, yeah, I don't know.
Were there any other actual glitches throughout the game?
I mean, when I looked up that glitch, there was a lot of other glitches that other people had that were similar.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about next? I know, yeah, that's right. I'll do something. We talked about Saints Row before.
We did.
About the whole sex appeal. But anyways, Saints Row 4 finally got approved to be in Australia, like, after two previous attempts. And the funny thing is, they got a MA 15 plus rating, which is basically just 15-year-olds or older can actually have it after all the alterations Volition did. But first they were trying to go for the whole R18 plus, like adult only can play this.
And then they got denied.
And they got denied twice, and then they changed it and somehow got a lower rating than what they originally were going for.
It was denied because it was too much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Not because, like, there's not enough here to make it only for adults.
No, it was too much. They got denied for the 18 and up, and then they revised it a little bit, and then they got a 15 and up, and they're all...
Yeah.
Confused. Is that the highest rating in Australia, the
R18? R18 plus? I think that's the highest. That's, like, AO
is
for
there
here.
An AO?
Yeah. Yeah, there's AO. Only, like, four games in existence, I think, have it.
What could they have that makes it so it can't be sellable in Australia?
Sex. Kangaroos. Kangaroo sex. There you
There's probably a bunch of just nude scenes that they
you know,
have
I bet
it,
they
but...
added kangaroo sex, and that's why it was
that.
Weird.
That must be it.
It's like, here, you're happy now, right?
Even though it takes place in America, here's some kangaroo.
Yeah, well, you know, please. In the zoo. They go to the zoo. I'm sure there's a zoo there.
I doubt there's a zoo there.
I bet there was a zoo, and then they had to get rid of the zoo, because, like, there's too many possibilities.
Totally. But no, yeah, I'm excited for that game, because, I mean, I played 2, and I played most of 3.
You played it at E3, didn't you?
Yeah, I played it at E3. The powers were fun.
You never beat the third one?
I never got to the end.
Oh. It was awesome.
I
regret beating it.
I couldn't play it with anyone because I had it on Xbox and you guys got it for PS3.
Master console.
Way to be racist.
Super racist.
Super.
And supremacist.
Anyways.
Supremist?
But yeah, I played it at E3. But yeah, I played at E3. The powers were fun to use. The dubstep gun I had no idea how to use because I had to like sit there and charge it up and then it would shoot and then play dubstep, which was awesome.
Can you run out of wobbles?
Wobbles.
Well, it was an E3 demo, so there's infinite ammo for everything. One of the other weapons was a water gun that shot lasers. I mean...
A water gun that shot lasers.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that there's a new, collector's edition?
Yeah, there's the whole super dangerous Wub Wub edition, which I'm getting. Which is, like, you get a statue of Johnny Gat. Like, a dubstep, drop the bass button, pretty much. And then the Wub Wub gun. And then,
It actually has, like, lights and sounds, too, right?
I think so. And then the new edition...
Like a physical copy model of it, right?
Well, it's small, yeah.
But, yeah, but when you first said that, I thought it was, like, in-game, you get the gun. Like, it was...
No, it's actually... It's in the game, but they made a replica of it that you could hold.
That's cool.
It's small, I guess, but...
Yeah, for the, like, what is it? The Chief thing? That package? Just for downloading it, you're automatically upgraded? Not downloading, pre-ordering. You're automatically upgraded to that version. It comes with, like, the America gun and the...
That's just...
Eagle Jet thing and whatever.
I thought that was just GameStop's pre-order exclusive.
Is it just GameStop?
I think so. I'm not sure, though.
It might be.
I don't know.
Really, who else advertises
their
pre-orders?
Wasn't there a new type of, like, even higher collector's edition?
Yeah, so the next collector's edition, which is, like, $130, $140. Yeah, it comes with everything that the Super Dangerous Wub Wub edition had, except it also comes with a velvet bag to hold everything and a glass light-up rotating case to hold the game case, which is made, I think, of metal.
Is it actual velvet?
Why would they say it comes with a velvet bag and not have it be made of velvet?
Well, it could be like a replica
velvet bag. A replica velvet bag. It's like velvet bag inside on a tag, replica velvet.
It just says velvet on it.
Velvet.
Yeah, and then it comes with the whole rotating case sliding up, and like you said, Zan, you just wanted to have that edition so you could take off the Saints Row 4 little bar that's on there and have it hold a figure of yours to spin it.
Any figure. Transformer, Marvel,
but
DC,
Wonder
Woman.
It has to work with purple.
Why does it have to be purple?
Unless you want
to
break it open and change the LEDs.
I'm sure I can find a purple Transformer.
I can do that.
Yeah, we have like a few of them.
Yeah, we got...
I can see at least 4 from here.
Or you could use your Skylanders.
Oh god, it's been so long since I bought a Transformer, I don't remember their names.
Wow. That's so sad.
That's so sad!
Find one out and I can name one.
It's because you collected them all, right?
Your name.
Which one? The purple one right there holding the gun? Cyclonus.
Yeah, that one. Cyclonus, thank you.
And then
you.
That's,
Galvatron bitch, that's right. Yeah. I remember Galvatron because that's mine, I bought it.
Exactly.
And there's your rat bat.
Yeah, I'm a rat bat.
Just in case you guys didn't know, they have like 200 Transformers.
I wouldn't say that many.
I think it's more.
I don't know, it's $3,000 worth. Damn. It's a lot, yeah.
You guys
my, like, my room is the most expensive place in the house. It is. $3,000 Transformer, $3,000 computer.
Right.
So that's just $6,000 right there, and then all my random-ass furniture and other crap I bought.
I
all
think the my room's more expensive than your room, Travis.
All the Skylanders, all the statues from Collector's Edition.
That makes me sad.
Well, then start decorating.
I have two awesome computers in my room. Does that count
nice.
For anything?
Awesome computers aren't worth anything. As you've seen, you can sell them on Craigslist for like $25.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
At least 70.
I'm sure you could sell one 70. Of your computers for $25.
I'm sure I could sell it, but why would anyone sell my computer for $75?
To prove a point.
Yeah.
And that point is on, right?
Bastard.
Anyways.
So, what else do we got?
Double Fine is having has like their own Humble Bundle.
Fun to say.
Yeah.
Humble Bundle.
But yeah, it comes with like their great games, like Psychonauts, Brutal Legends, what else?
Costume Quest.
Yeah, Costume Quest and...
All of them.
Like, stacking. Not all of them, just those ones.
Okay.
Do you know if there's any, like, PlayStation Network deals or even on Xbox Live where you can get Costume Quest cheaper now? You should totally own that game.
I should totally own that game, considering I have like everything else.
They should port that to a tablet.
Eh, stacking would work on a tablet, probably.
It's like, I'm going to wear this cardboard box. Up, I'm a super robot.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Super robot moves good.
But yeah, so it's going to be on PC, Mac, Linux. But yeah. People should go get it, because Double Fine makes awesome games.
That's up for the next 10 days or so.
Yeah, about 10 days. 10 hours, 52 minutes, 46 seconds.
Counting down or something there, Patty?
I don't know, but it's on my screen. What?
Should buy Drop Cord tonight.
I should.
Just
but
give them $3, and you will have, like, three lifetimes worth of fun.
That's true.
Three lifetimes.
I don't actually know what Drop Cord is.
I can make those lifetimes shorter.
What is Drop Cord? Anyways.
It's a rhythm game, yeah. It's made for touch screen devices like, you know, iPads, Android Nexuses, and I don't think it's on, like, well, it's on phones, of course, but I don't think they have, like, a computer version or anything like that.
They should totally have it.
If they had a PS3 version, I'd download it, but it needs to be touchscreen, because the way it works is you actually have to have, like, two fingers on the screen, so ideally your thumbs, and the line between your thumbs, wherever they are, there's always a line there, and there's, like, dots on the screen that you have to try and delete by getting the line across those. But while you're doing that, you also have to avoid, like, X's or lightning bolts or whatever the game's equivalent of bombs in your face are. And there's, like, a life meter and stuff like that, so you can only fail so many times. There's power-ups to get more life.
Well, I could work on the Oya, since the Oya has a controller like the...
Yeah, you could use it with two analog sticks, pretty much. That's exactly how it would play on a
console. I could use my
thing.
Mogu thing or whatever we got from E3. On my phone.
Yeah.
Quick
joysticks. Plug there.
I tried playing Pac-Man.
Not
really.
It was
alright.
Yeah. I haven't actually used one. I haven't even put batteries in it.
Oh,
I don't really play video games on my
phone,
so.
Like, Euro. Trance music.
So there's no wub-wubbing?
No, it's not dubstep as much as it is just electronic.
Good job. So, yeah.
What do you have against dubstep?
Nothing. Dubstep's awesome.
It sucks.
It's not for your fingers.
Anyway.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there's...
So what else?
Do you want to talk about something, Sam?
About
it's basically,
it
yeah,
for
me and
games.
Travis did stuff. No, there's a lot more for
that
games.
Matter. You can always talk about whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, we got Fizz.
Sam, you have a few things.
Just a few.
Go.
Like World of Warcraft and your subscription loss.
We already talked about that.
That was a previous try at the recording.
Yeah.
No, that's how we got to Bethesda and Elder Scrolls Online.
No, it wasn't.
Yo.
Well, if it was, we'll just...
That's right, yeah, I made you go first.
That's right,
yeah,
you did.
So,
wow.
Go back to...
Sucks, that's why people left it.
Anyways.
You should all feel bad for playing it all.
You also said Neil Gaiman's trying to make a game?
Oh, yes, Neil Gaiman, however you say it.
Gundam.
He's a acclaimed screenwriter and novelist. I think he's also worked on a few comic books. Most notable is Sandman. I haven't read it myself, but I hear a lot about it in the comic scene. It's a fantasy mystery title. People love it. But, he also wrote a book called American Gods, which was basically a story about gods from different cultures in America and modern society and how people don't believe in them anymore.
Yeah, you took that. You read that book for a culture class or something, right?
I read it for a mythology class, actually. But yeah, so all the gods just try to gather this one central character so that they can regain power and make sure the world knows they exist. At least that's what I assume it was, because you know I don't actually read books.
It's like Santa Claus. If you don't believe in that god, they don't really exist. Santa Claus doesn't exist? If you don't believe in him.
Okay, good job.
What if you believe that you don't believe?
But then you're believe in the me that believes in you.
Anyway, so back to Neil Gaiman. Gaiman.
Neil.
NG. Yeah, I'll go with Neil.
D-N-G.
Neely G. Anyway, Neely G has actually started a quick little indie fundraiser thing, you know, like a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo for a game. What was it called? It was called Wayward Mansion, or Wayward Manor. There we go. So it's going to be like a puzzle action-adventure game where you play as a ghost, probably been dead for a while, and you're basically trying to scare out the owners of the house that you've been haunting for who knows how long.
What's it for?
It's going to be for PC. It's going to be for Mac as well, I believe. And I don't think it's coming on consoles or anything like that.
Sad.
I know it's going to be like a mobile title specifically, which seems to be the route of all of these awesome games. Which is okay, because now handhelds can handle it.
It's because it's easy to get handheld stuff.
It is. A lot of people can get them. I mean, most people have a phone that can run some sort of game.
It's easy to make games.
Like the HTC One with its great Snapdragon processor.
What are you doing?
I'm texting, shut up.
Texting. But, so, of course, it's a Kickstarter, so you give him money and he makes it. And so far, I saw a video of it and it looked really awesome. It had, like, a really stylized look to it. Kind of rainy, you know, kind of like a painting that you would see in a haunted house.
Oh, just like the old faded paintings, like it's been in the sun for a while.
Is it all cracked looking? Like,
splotchy, worn paint.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Didn't you also say on his, like, little Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatever, like, if you donate $10,000, you can have dinner with him?
A chance.
A chance?
Did it really say a chance?
I don't know.
How pretentious do you have to be to be like, you might have a chance at a dinner?
No, I'm just being facetious. The $10,000 gets you a definite viewing of him eating dinner.
A viewing of him eating dinner.
Is it a view?
Wait, you get to watch Neely G eat a steak.
It'll be one of those one-way mirrors or whatever. You just watch him.
Oh, yeah. He'd be sitting there with his wife or whatever and be like, honey, I feel like we're being watched. When did we get this mirror?
That mirror costs $10,000. Seriously, you do get to sit down and have dinner with the man. From what I can tell, as much as I hear his name around, he is a talented creator. So I'm pretty sure that's worth it. Not $10,000 worth it to me, because, you know.
Because you don't have $10,000.
Even if I had $10,000, I think
I have over $10,000. I'm not willing to put that much in. Just saying.
What if it were someone else? Is there someone you'd pay $10,000 to eat dinner with?
Tim Schafer?
$10,000?
I'd be willing to probably $15,000. I'd be willing to go up there.
Wow.
Tim Schafer.
But you wouldn't buy him dinner.
Can I use part of the $10,000? The $10,000 to $15,000 for the dinner?
$15,000 for the seat. $15,000.
I might as well spend another at least like $60 to $100.
But all he had was $15,000 and $22. He spent the $22 on his dinner.
So crap.
On my part of the dinner.
Sorry, Tim.
One bottle of wine.
Going Dutch on this one.
So it's cool if we Dutch this, right? Awesome.
Make him sign the check, then you have his autograph also.
There we go.
Yeah, another thing that I read about on the interwebs this past week was that Fez 2 was actually canceled.
I never even played the first one.
You never played the first one?
I do want to play it, though.
I can't remember if I played a demo of it, like, a few years ago. Probably not. I'm probably thinking of something else, but from what I've seen of Fez, it looked like it was really interesting. The whole 2D to 3D isometric puzzle type of thing that it had going on. Kind of like Echo Chrome, except less mindfucky.
I wanted to play that, too. Then I never heard about it again. No. I saw, like, an E3 video of it a long time ago, and then I never heard from it again, so.
Like Blade and Soul, you see a video of it from 2009, and it never got to America yet.
You assume it came out, but that's the thing.
No, it did come out.
I thought Fez came out, like, a really long time ago, but it actually came out, like, I think a year, maybe less than a year ago?
No, I think it came out in 2005.
I don't know.
Fez? The first Fez?
Yeah. We looked it up. Oh, no, it was 2010. Yeah, that's right.
I don't even think it was that recent.
The first time I learned of Fez was when when I watched Indie Movie or whatever it was, where they go through the three indie game developers, the one guy doing Fez and the one guy doing Brain or Brian or whatever it was.
Super Meat Boy?
No, not well. That, there was the one. Two guys that nice. Did Super Meat Boy, but then there was the other one, the programmer guy who programs standing
up. Oh, Braid.
Up. Braid, yeah, there you go, Braid.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And the guy who did Fez looked like he was about to kill someone or kill himself. Is that why it was canceled?
Oh, I told you it was really
decent.
Yeah,
on the Xbox it came out in 2012, and for Microsoft Windows it came out May of this year.
Aha! Right. Uh-huh.
That's kind of strange.
Told you.
Maybe I got that mixed up with something else.
That's what happens when there's a lot of games in the world. It's kind of hard to pay attention to everyone's release date.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, so bad news, Fez 2 canceled. Fez 1, very popular after all the hard work that the creator Phil Fish put into it. It sold really well on all the platforms that it was made available on, and got great reviews. And then he started, like, straight to work on Fez 2. More puzzles, more awesomeness, more funny hats, I'm sure.
It turned into TF2. Get your hats.
But a lot of people were excited for it. A lot of people were actually genuinely excited for Fez 2, and...
And then he crushed those dreams.
Dream crusher.
Well, to be fair... Yeah, he crushed those dreams. He stepped all over
him. Like I said, if you've watched indie game movie or whatever the hell it's called,
he looked like he wanted to kill someone. You're
he
right.
He was very upset.
But that movie did a really good job of making you understand that they were under a lot of stress. And he was. It looked like, he, for the most part, he was working by himself after a huge legal debacle with the original co-founder of whatever company it was.
Yeah, his partner or whatever. He got into some legal problem and then... He wasn't even sure if he was going to be allowed to display Fez at the Penny Arcade or whatever.
And showed him actually setting up the booth and everything.
And he's like, oh crap, I hope I don't have to take this down tomorrow. I'll be very upset. And then when he actually did get it set up and going, it crashed like 17 times right there at the beginning. So
that movie just tugged at my heartstrings.
It was
like, oh, it's awesome. It's running. People are loving it. Oh, it's crashing. It's okay. 40 crashes later.
Crashed on the intro screen. Can't play it. People walk away.
But yeah, so Phil Fish has actually announced that he was just quitting the project, and not only quitting Fez 2 and canceling development on that, but also leaving the gaming industry for the foreseeable future.
That's sad.
I'm sure he made enough money, right? So
he's good for a while.
He's not Notch, and he didn't make like millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
There wasn't too much information available at the time of the IGN article that I got the information from. But generally, it was saying that he was actually tired of all the abuse in the industry. So whether that be stress from peers to make a game that actually can compete with other ones, or stress from fans that have been saying, hey, Mr. Fish, where the hell's that game that you've been promising us? Because, you know, Fez 1 took forever, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, he's doing it pretty much by himself, so...
People are being like, where the hell is Duke Nukem Forever for...
12 years.
12 years.
In all honesty, as gamers, we can be douches.
I try not to be, but it happens.
But there's so many games to play that I really don't care all the time. It's like, as long as there's like 5 things coming out in the future, plus the 8 things I haven't played yet that I already bought.
Yeah, it's mainly the backlog of things.
That's the thing is, though, like, you see this really awesome game, you get super excited for it, and you start following it, and then you don't hear anything about it for 2 years.
Yeah, like Blade and Soul.
Yeah, Blade and Soul.
I love bringing that back.
Because it's like the king of games that I want.
Yeah, because it's out in Korea. Like, I think, yeah, the closed beta has been done, and it's actually released in Korea.
Yeah, they have the full release.
They have the closed beta for China going on right now. And people are being like, when the hell is it coming to America? Like, there's hacked versions of one of the closed betas that you
they
can try.
Suck.
Yeah, they suck because of a bunch of glitches that happen.
You die, and you have to restart your whole character.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, at least. You get to see. You can sit there and stare and be like, ooh.
Ooh,
anyways.
Ooh.
So, yeah. What else are we going to talk about? Oh yeah, the Bioshock Infinite new DLC that's coming out, not the whole Battle of the Skies or whatever it's called, the Burial at Sea one, which takes place in Rapture before Bioshock 1, and the video is pretty interesting, because it starts off with just Booker in his little private detective office that he has, or private investigator office, so it's like, oh, it's like in Bioshock Infinite, cool, and then he steps out, and it's... Literally, he's in Rapture before all the stuff went down.
Are you sure Infinite's after Bioshock 1 and 2?
Infinite's before.
Or before?
Yes,
it's before. It's a prequel.
It looks like it should be an after.
It's
thing.
Not. It's a prequel.
That's because it looks better.
It's from, like, I think it takes place in, like, 1910 or whatever around there. Hold on, I'll look it up. Keep talking about Bioshock Infinite. Or Bioshock.
But the lighthouse is there.
Big Daddy!
At the end, yeah. Because of tears that Elizabeth does. She tears through time.
No, not that, but, like, at the very beginning, you get dropped off at the stupid...
The lighthouse...
That's right,
the lighthouse
is different.
The lighthouse takes you up to freaking Columbia.
Yeah, okay, fine. And there's way like to a drop the
professionalism, bros.
I know. But anyway, yeah, and then it's like, stupid. And then BioShock 1, it's not a...
Might as well just say fuck.
You've been saying that anyways.
I know!
But anyways, yeah, in BioShock 1, it's not like it's not a lighthouse per se. It's more of just an obelisk in the middle of the ocean saying, "Here's where Rapture starts."
No, it's a lighthouse. You go up there and you ding the little code, and it's a big
it's not
light.
A code. Yes, okay. BioShock 1 is set in 1812. BioShock Infinite, I mean, it's set in 1912. That one.
Okay,
it isn't the BioShock. Isn't it set in like the 30s or 40s or something?
No, it's set like 50 something.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, it is. It's. I forget. It's like an alternate, like reality.
Yeah, it is.
Like it's an alternate timeline from
like,
our own. So
for yeah. The burial at sea, well, yeah. It takes place like in 1958. I think it said. It was like 1958. Yeah, BioShock is set in 1960.
Wow.
So burial at sea takes place 2 whole years before BioShock incident. Like the BioShock incident and the crowd goes down.
1 year after my mama was born.
Woo! Your mom's old.
Super.
But no, yeah, so basically, like, the video for the trailer for it starts with Booker in his little private investigator office. He starts walking out, says some stuff about how a woman was able to let him, like, take him away from wherever. Lights finger, man, like, what are you doing down here, or whatever. Snaps fingers, lights dumb, lights on fire from flaming plasmid, I can assume. Lights girl's cigarette on, like, on fire, and it turns out to be Elizabeth. And you're like, my name's Elizabeth. Almost as if they don't know each other, which is going to be kind of weird. But I'm going to play that one, because...
Alternate timeline for alternate timeline?
And BioShock Infinite was just that good.
It was good.
I mean, I don't play DLCs unless it's for MMO games.
I especially like BioShock Infinite because they alerted you to how many more items you had to find. Whereas The Last of Us is all like, oh yeah, just keep finding them.
No, it was weird. No,
I remember that.
No, actually. One of the funny things from BioShock
Infinite... I don't
feel
like I'm being forced to get stuff.
You know those, like, bottles that you get that could let you increase, like, health, stamina, or shields or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at 9, I got my achievement saying, you found them all. It's like, okay, that's cool. Or, like, 9 or 10, it's like, I found them all. And then I found two more, like, two or three more before the end of the game.
How did you find them all? I found 20. And
there's not 20. There's less than that.
I found 20.
There's way less
than that. I got my health maxed out and my armor maxed out.
Yeah, I did, too. I got all three of them maxed out.
Oh, well, I didn't find any more than that, so I must have missed stuff.
Like, yeah, I got, like, the achievement and then found, like, more afterwards. I'm like, that's just weird.
Hmm.
I wish I knew BioShock's stuff.
Play it. I own it.
I just played all three of them, like, this month, so...
Good job. Play it.
Wait, all three of them?
Yeah.
That's because you had
time.
Well,
not this month. It was the last
Didn't it take
months.
You over, like, yeah, the past 2 or 3 months?
Just because I took a break from... I played BioShock 1, and then I played BioShock 2, and I hit that stupid glitch that would... kill the game in my whole PlayStation, but yeah, after I got past that, I stopped for a while.
And as I pointed out to you, interesting trivia, the main character in BioShock Infinite voiced the main character in Last of Us.
Was it?
Yeah. Nolan North.
You mean also the guy behind Deadpool?
He's important.
Deadpool's always important. Shut your dirty whore mouth.
My dirty whore mouth?
Dirty whore
Deadpool,
mouth.
You wouldn't even see if my mouth were open or closed. Just assume that there's awesome words coming out of it. Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, so what now? We've been going on for like 48 minutes.
What about comics and anime?
Time?
I don't know if there's a time limit. We're just going to see how long we can
go
for.
Keep chatting until you get drunk off words.
Hey, so I guess we'll do some anime stuff because I'm the main anime person, I guess.
Yep. Animu, what's that?
Yeah, Japanese.
Explain to me your mango ways.
All right, sure. Just in case anyone doesn't know what anime is, it's Japanese cartoons. And most people would think of them as like children stuff, but they definitely aren't.
Not all
yes,
of them.
So desu yo. But, so things like Dragon Ball Z or Sailor Moon or all those old ones that you guys may know, they're always coming out in Japan, several series every 4 months or so. They come in seasons, of course, like normal TV shows. Right now, the main ones I'm watching are Attack on Titan.
That was good.
Yeah, which is awesome. Danganronpa, but I'm going to wait for that one to finish itself out just because it's kind of hard to watch it episode to episode.
You ruined it for me.
Yeah. Let's see. Gatchaman Crowds is pretty neat. And I like this one called Silver Spoon, which is actually done by the same guy who did Fullmetal Alchemist. So he's doing the art for that. And so it's a little bit different. It's a farm anime where kid goes to a boarding school and he learns how to farm and do that kind of stuff. So it's funny. Makes me hungry. But
I'm actually kind of hungry right now.
Good thing you're thawing chicken for Alfredo.
Someone's
exactly.
doing that?
Oh, I am
sizzling.
A cook later. But yeah, as far as Attack on Titan's pretty awesome. It's a kind of like a post-apocalyptic type of thing where I assume humanity has reverted several hundred years, but for the last 100 years, all humans have been attacked by these Titans, which are basically giant zombies. They're brainless. They can't think for anything. All they care about is eating humans. And they are somewhere between 10 to 50 feet tall. So the humans have barricaded themselves in these 150-foot walls and have been living contently there for 100 years, trying to go outside the walls and find the weaknesses of these Titans, but just getting destroyed and eaten. So the whole anime is pretty gory. First episode, they encounter a 200-foot Titan and kicks down their front door and start invading their precious
and then
town.
The other special Titan that runs through another door.
Yeah. Well, you guys
will
see
one?
That.
Yeah, the armored one.
I like the armored one.
Yeah, they
one.
Start giving you special classes of Titans, and you don't really hear much about them, but...
Armored one gives no fucks about your dates.
Yeah, there's a jumping one that appears in one episode, and the armored one, and just a huge one. But, yeah, pretty awesome. They use this... The humans there don't have any kind of powers. They're basically frail little... Level 1 humans.
They're
that
normal
die.
Humans.
They have
like
a
you.
Little... Yes.
And me.
No, not me.
Not me.
I'm a level 15 at least.
I'm Scottish, therefore I win.
But, yeah, they have this this gear. They call it 3D gear. But basically it shoots two grappling hooks and they swing around like Spider-Man from the waist.
There's a mod for that on Minecraft.
Yeah, I saw that. And they chop up the Titans and try and kill them to save... humans and whatnot.
But the Titans are immortal for the most part. They keep regenerating.
They have
you can
one
cut off their head and be
there's
fine.
A hint. Their weak spot is on the back of their neck.
The nape of their neck. Just cut out a slice of pie.
But if you cut off their whole head, they'll just regrow it.
Yup.
Somehow.
So.
Wait, if you cut below the nape, will they still regrow?
Yeah, it's that specific spot.
You get to cut out that chunk of that.
That makes no biological sense to me.
They don't need to eat to live, apparently. They reveal later.
They're fine
anime.
For 100 years not eating human.
Yeah, there's too many of them. They don't reproduce.
Was it
100
or 500 years?
No, it was
100 years.
It was 100 years of peace.
They started attacking again, but they've been in the walls and everything for 500 years.
No, they've been in the walls for 100 years.
I mean, it says
100 years seems
they've
too
been
short
hiding
for them to be so scared, and you know, this is like a generations of
no,
because
remember,
because
when the Titans started attacking again, it was 100 years, and everyone was just becoming complacent, like, we're fine, we're behind our
we've
walls.
We've been here for 100 years, just fine. This wall stood for 100 years.
I don't think our society would get accustomed to being safe in walls if it only been 100 years. Since
no,
the
we would just nuke the shit out of them.
Yeah, why I said I don't know. It seemed like it was apocalyptic. Like they have different races, like the Asians.
It's like an alternate
stuff,
timeline thing. It's not
it
our future. It's supposed to be like in the past.
It's just an alternate dimension of crap.
Yeah,
but it's good.
Alternate things are weird.
It's pretty intense for the first 10 or so episodes.
A third of every episode is them crying.
I actually didn't pick up on that.
People die.
That they cry?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was talking. I didn't necessarily hear too much crying.
Like, for
when
the
I was watching.
Like, at least,
I was expecting more.
For the first 3 or 4 episodes, it was just a bunch of people crying.
Yeah, but when you get to episode, 5 through, 10, they're awesome.
They're all pissed off and killing everyone.
Yep.
Well, trying to, but they're failing hardcore. But, yeah.
You know what it needed? Good 80s montage.
They needed to have the song You Got the Touch.
Ew. Why do I automatically go to bad things happening to Giants?
I don't know.
It's like, where did he touch you?
Where on this human did he touch you?
The Titans are douches, though. Like, they said in the series that they actually don't eat.
Yeah, they don't
they
eat.
They just kind of want to kill you.
Like, it showed a scene
they
where
store
there's
you
a
in
Titan. Yeah, well, there's a part where the Titan's just walking around in a forest and there's deer and birds and they don't care about the Titans. The Titans doesn't care about them. Titan will go after a human way before it goes after anything else.
It just somehow developed a taste for human.
Well, they just kind of appear in a lightning bolt from the sky.
That's only the
there's
colossal
Titan.
Titan one, though.
Yeah, but I assume they all generate from that somehow.
God
somewhere.
Says a wild fuck you appears.
Exactly.
God said fuck you right there.
But,
no, but they even show that they'll continue to attack them even if they're full. Like, their stomachs
and
can't hold any more
at one
human
point, they'll just puke
up
a hairball of human
and
then keep on going. So it's they don't require humans at all. They just are there to kill them.
But it is an awesome series, and it was super popular, apparently, because we saw, like, crap tons of cosplays at Anime Expo.
Oh, yeah, yep. Like 200 of the different
200 army different soldiers. People.
Yeah, in their 3D gear.
Different types, awesome. Too. You had the scouts, the and
recon ops, you have the military, police, and the Royal Guard. Yeah. So it was good. So I recommend watching it.
People that haven't watched it should watch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of it. Or at least wait until it's finished.
I like how you're looking at me when you're saying all
I'm
that.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at your Harley Quinn poster. It just nice happens poster. To be behind your head.
Sure. Okay. So let's go to some comic book stuff.
No, let's keep going with the anime. There's
yeah, anime
that.
Is good. We got lots of anime.
No,
we're
done with that. No. All we really talk about is Attack on Titan. We can go on.
He mentioned Danganronpa.
Which I was saying he ruined it for me because he did bring to light a very important point. It is about murder mystery, and they're trying to solve the mysteries.
And it's based on a PSP game.
Yes, that's important, too. It's based on a PSP game where you... It's kind of like the Phoenix Wright games where you actually have to gather evidence and make a point and, you know,
and
call out
find
contradictions
out
when people are saying things.
Yeah, basically, it's a school. These, what is it, like 20 kids get summoned to be first years in this really famous school.
20, something like that.
And they get locked down there in some crazy teddy bear thing. Says that it's a battle royale. You have to kill someone to graduate. And you apparently can't be noticed killing the person. And, yeah, so every time someone gets killed, they have, like, 24 hours to find out who killed the person.
Hours.
I don't know. And then they hold a trial, and then if they choose the right person, the person actually did kill whoever, then that person gets sent to death. Or if they are wrong and accuse the wrong person, then everyone but the person who killed someone gets sent to death. So basically only one person will get to graduate and probably live. But it is a very interesting stylized anime, and it looks pretty awesome, but yeah, like we were saying, it's just too hard to watch episode by episode because there'll be just too many cliffhangers.
I
you'd
hate
be like
suspense.
Yeah, who killed them? We're in the middle of a trial. Who's going to get accused? Are they going to find out the right stuff? And I don't like doing that. I'll just wait for it. It'll probably be 24 episodes, something
Have
like
you
that.
You made it to the first execution yet, though?
No.
You should at least make it to that point just so you can remember why the show was awesome. You need to see an entire trial cycle.
It looked good. I trust that it will finish good, so we'll wait for that.
Breakout anime of the season, though, Watamo.
Watamo.
What?
I love Watamo. I have no idea
what breakout.
Like, I did not expect it to be so awesome, but I now can't wait for it every week.
It's a good one. It's Watamo's unpopular girl. The actual title's like really long. It's like you're the reason that I'm unpopular or something like that.
It's all your fault that I'm so unpopular.
Yeah, and so I don't know the full name, but Sam just calls it Watamo because that's in the title.
I saw it on the internet. I'm like, you know what? Sure, why not?
Watamo. Yeah, basically this otaku type chick or geek type chick who stays up all night and plays video games so she has bags under her eyes is just kind of concerned with being popular, and she kind of gets pissed off at the popular kids and freaks out, and it's just funny, and she's kind of cute, and it's just a good show.
It's one of those like tragically hilarious shows.
Yeah,
you watch this poor character go through these cycles of being so depressed, and then they do something that's ridiculous, and then you get happy for them, but then you realize whatever it is they just did that made them happy was really, really sad.
Yeah.
Like when she quote unquote had a conversation with someone.
Yeah, she's all like, "Yes, I finally had a conversation with someone,"
and
she
ice
like
cream to celebrate.
Barely mumbles, is like, "Goodbye."
Under her breath, just like a couple
a real
three-four
natural
stuttering.
Conversation. You're like, "No, that was not natural."
Really judgmental too. She goes around calling everybody whores.
Yeah, but then something will happen, and then she'll be all like, "Oh, what a nice fat guy," or something. But, yes.
Like, you know, for a tubbo, you're not that bad, she'll say to herself, because she's way too embarrassed to say things to actual people.
Yeah, except for her family. So.
Her brother just hates her.
Well, younger brother and natural.
Is he the younger one?
Yeah, he's the younger.
That's even sadder.
I know. But, yeah, that's a funny one, a good, just a Nichijou type of anime, daily life type of thing.
Got any more anime to talk about? Patty, you watching any anime?
I finished Sword Art Online while we were at Anime Expo.
Oh yeah, that's so last year.
But that kind of ties into video games. That's a good one if no one's seen it before.
Well, apparently that's airing on Cartoon Network now, though, Sword Art Online.
Yeah, so people probably have seen it already. But basically, it's kind of similar to Dot Hack, where it's all about a video game, and everyone gets stuck in the in-game world. But if they die in the video game world, they will die in real life. And so it's pretty awesome.
It's a journey of how the hell do I get out of this game, or do I just give up and live my life here?
Yeah, and it's I think I'd give up my life to live there, because it just seems awesome. You know, you just live in a medieval type of world.
Do they get hungry or not?
Yeah, they get hungry.
They get hungry in the game?
Technically, no. They get hungry, and they eat, but I don't think they have to.
Yeah, so, they don't have to eat. They don't technically, I guess, get hungry per se.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they do get quote unquote hungry, they eat, and then it's like their brain gets satisfied. It's like, oh, I ate, cool.
Yeah, that might be.
Because in real life, they're on life support.
Yeah, in real life, they're on life support.
So it's like technically, they're always being fed.
Throughout the first half of the series, they're on life support, and they've been there for 2 years. So you know, eventually, when they come out of it, they're all like super skinny zombie guys.
Yeah,
but yes, that's a good series.
Like 7,000 or something people actually died in the game.
Yeah, probably. It's a rough game too. It's like, you know, Final Fantasy, where a slime will kill you. So you have to go and do everything super carefully and level up all your skills properly, or else you could die. And the one way to get out of the game is to beat the game. So they have to go through like 100-tier, like it's like a platform type of tower thing where they have to beat 100 levels, and it takes them seriously 3 months to get past the first two towers or whatever, the first two levels. So
I really like Sword Art Online, and of course there's a second season, which I'm not even going to talk about because, you know, it might spoil some things for the first season, but that's already finished airing. What I really want now is a third season, because there's more.
Yeah, the manga I heard goes on for a third season, and so that,
well,
that
it's based
cool.
No, it's actually, wasn't it, it was first like a light novel.
Yeah, either a light novel or a comic book.
It was like a light novel.
Yeah, it's a light novel.
And there's like 4 or 5 issues of the light novel.
Yeah, and so it goes on for 3 parts, and the anime only goes for 2 parts of it. They might do some OVAs of the third part if they feel like it.
Light novel and OVA? What are these?
Light novel is basically a book.
Yeah, and OVA is just a one-shot of the thing.
Yeah, usually between 30 minutes to an hour.
It's usually more of
sometimes
an hour.
It can be a few episodes. Yeah, it doesn't have to be just one.
But yeah, but it's like, they're not meant to
it's
be...
It's a standalone story away from whatever the
original video animation.
Is.
It's like usually what they do to test out something in one shot, like Sam said, to see if the audience likes it. So they'll do OVAs either at the beginning of something or after something, just to wrap it up to make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's storytelling for
it
you.
It might continue that. Although I was kind of disappointed...
Buy our Blu-ray.
Excel World is another anime that's actually tied into the same world as Sword Art Online. And at one point in Excel World, they mention the type of equipment that they use to go into the virtual world, so that was cool. At the end of Sword Art, I really wanted them to connect the two worlds, but they just didn't. They missed that point, and I think that would have been really awesome.
But there's no end to Sword Art
yet.
That's
true. So I hadn't thought of that. So maybe if I were to read the light novel, it does connect it, which would be pretty kick-ass. But
Sword Art's world is pretty technologically advanced with that whole nerve gear that they wear.
Yeah.
So when you then consider that Excel World actually takes place in the future, even more advanced.
So basically, it's probably the world where it's like they had Sword Art Online happen, and then they're like 10 more years in the future where everything's more advanced. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, they can fit the nerve gear into a necklace, or even actually a brain implant chip. So they just keep it necklaces to be cool and to not allow cheating.
I'm going to be cool and hip with this necklace. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, you know, kind of sort of on topic, that Microsoft now has a patent for a face-mounted display.
Oh,
I totally just saw that on my phone.
What did you think of it? Would you not wear it? I totally
agree. It's just like AR goggles, and you play the game. That's
but they look like
is.
Sunglasses, so they're streamlined, and you don't look
that's
like a douche.
Cool. It's like the
unlike the Oculus
Quantum
Rift
ones.
They might as well just have it be done with Google Glass.
And Google Glass is way out of the way. It's a tiny little screen up top. It's meant to
but
be
then, no, but
non-intrusive whatsoever.
But you know they're going to use probably like close to the same technology to make it work on full-blown glasses.
Well, yeah, it'll be the same technology to put it into the little piece of glass that'll be your sunglasses or whatever, but it's... Microsoft sounds like it's going to be more intrusive for just, games in AR.
I'll just be the guy that's sitting at the edge of the field when people are playing, and you see them, like, waving their arms madly around and just start laughing my ass off at them.
Well, it'd probably be a controller-based thing, not motion controller. Oh, really?
Yeah, they just... Like, their little patent picture just shows, like, they're just standing there by themselves, and the glasses pick up things, like, it hovers over Jane Smith, and it says what their little username is and what games they're available to play, and then over on the side, there's two people playing fencing.
That'd be awesome.
And so like the AR goggles show them in, like, suits fencing, but most likely they're just standing there wearing the glasses, just swinging their arms around.
That'd be awesome. Like a combination of Oculus Rift and the Kinect.
I'm not sure if... Well, maybe.
If anything, it would end up being, like, a peripheral for PCs or Xboxes.
Except it's not, though.
That's what it would end up being. They wouldn't just make it for you to have it. It looked like they were designing it with games in mind.
Yeah.
Games and social media.
So that should be cool.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, that
the
or someone to do something better.
It's coming.
I want Face Mountain.
The future is here today. All that lame crap.
Wait, what? Is it? No. I missed it? I missed the future!
No, the future is here today.
The past is gone. It's blown up. Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a reference to something.
Yes.
I don't remember which, but whatever.
Rivers of Blue, right?
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Season 2 or 3 or something.
Season 3 or something.
Stupid, stupid Zucker.
Damn it, Greg. Anyways, so comic book time, because that's what I've been waiting for.
Oh.
I watched the Flashpoint movie, finally. That was good.
Old.
It came out, like, within the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I watched it, like, day one.
No, you didn't. You waited, like, a week or two.
I watched the last 5 minutes of it. I know the ending.
Ooh,
spoiler,
everyone.
You know the real ending?
No, yeah, that's like the fake ending.
The fake ending.
But no, yeah, like, I've read a couple of the different volumes. Like, I have the original Flashpoint one, which you have read, and I haven't yet.
Yep.
But I've read the Flashpoint featuring Batman, and Batman's awesome. And then the Flashpoint featuring Green Lantern. My favorite Flashpoint, like, thing from those two volumes was the whole Deathstroke one where he's a pirate. That's perfect. He didn't say R.
R stands
but he slept
for Rose,
with,
but, his daughter.
He slept with some chick who had awesome powers. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, her awesome power was she just makes shit explode. It's so, like, hey, you over there, boom, you're dead.
When did Flashpoint come out, the original comic? That's what I'm looking for right now. Wasn't it, like, in 2010, I think?
I thought it was more recent than that, because isn't at the end of it they show their new 52 costumes?
Oh, actually, it looks like 2011.
Really?
Yeah, 2011.
Oh.
So it was probably, yeah, I think it was actually the last major event before DC did their whole reboot a couple of years ago. The New 52, where they just kind of refreshed everything.
I thought New 52 started last year.
A couple years ago.
Was it a couple? I thought it was last year.
It started in 2011?
Yeah, it had to be last
year. No, it was definitely 2012. Sorry.
Yeah, because
it was like fall of 2012.
Those two pictures that I have are from Red Hood and the Outlaws, and I got those last year.
Time does not fly.
As you
fast
think
enough.
It would. But no, Flashpoint's awesome.
Yeah, big old, like, what happened in Flashpoint? Wasn't it that he wanted
he went,
to
he
go
ran,
back
yeah,
stop
he ran
his mom from
through the quantum barrier because he's the Flash and he's awesome. And he went and saved his mom from dying, and then shit went wrong. Of course, he's blaming Professor Zoom the entire time, being like, what did you do? And then it's like, I didn't do shit.
Professor Zoom, Reverse Flash, Eobard Thong, scientist from the 25th century.
Is his name Thong or Thon?
It is Thong.
Actually, Thong. Like
it's actually Thong. And every time they said it in the movie, I'm like, snicker.
That's what Danielle was saying. She's like, he keeps saying Thong, and she's just thinking, that's just an awkward name. Yeah.
It is. It's from the 25th century. You live.
Apparently.
In the future, your grandchildren's names will be Thong. Or is it great, 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 great grandchildren?
Nice try. I don't know which.
What are you looking at?
I'm counting your Transformers.
Good job.
Well, you'll just lose count, won't you?
It's 20 and 20.
Yeah, but you have to count the smaller ones, too.
What?
Like, there's a cat one right there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, see? Now you gotta start over and keep an eye out for
no,
little
I
ones.
I don't see the small ones on that one.
Anyway. But yeah, I need to catch up on the Deadpool comics. I haven't finished Deadpool Killustrated.
Did you beat the Deadpool game already?
I have.
Yeah, I did. I was gonna talk about that later.
I finished Deadpool Killustrated. I've caught up with Deadpool Kills Deadpool, whatever that is.
Isn't that only in, like, the first issue still?
Yeah, what's your point? I caught up.
You can't catch up when it's only one issue.
Yes, I can. Have you caught up with Deadpool Kills Deadpool?
No.
Exactly.
Well, that's because I haven't finished Deadpool Kills Trade, so therefore I can catch up.
Wait a minute, it's all one story. So Deadpool's kind of crazy. In Deadpool Kill Illustrated, which is like its own standoff
First it starts with Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
That was craziness, too.
Where he just goes crazy and decides to kill the entire Marvel Universe because he's tired of living the way he does. And then he realizes, like, he finds the dimension with all the Marvel writers just thinking up the story as he's there. Kills them, and then he realizes, well, crap, it's still... Other universes have all these characters, all the Marvel people still. Then he decides to go back into the historical books that were inspirations for everything, like Frankenstein and Dracula, Moby Dick. What other ones?
Yeah, they were like supposed to be like proto-heroes or proto-forms of these Marvel characters.
No, they're inspirations for them.
Right, so like the whole idea behind it is if you kill them, then they are completely erased from history because no one was ever inspired to make those types of characters.
Like Deadpool kills the Little Mermaid who just so happened to be the inspiration for Namor.
Yay, Namor. It's that like, oh, sad. I guess there's no more mermaids and people that live underwater.
Probably also the inspiration for like Aquaman and stuff.
That's DC.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about comics.
It is assumed that Deadpool can cross the Marvel-DC barrier and that he also killed Aquaman.
That's his secret sixth power.
Two fish! One stone.
and then I guess at the end of Deadpool Kills Illustrated, he finally kills all those famous, inspirational, historical figures.
You guess.
I guess. I still have to read it.
Yeah, you should read it. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
And then in Deadpool Kills Deadpool, he just goes around and starts killing off the other versions of Deadpool. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can guess from the name. Is he's just killing himself a bunch of different times.
Yeah, there's more to it than that. So you should really catch up on it, because it's actually really good. Like, the first issue of that I've read, I think I liked more than every issue of Deadpool Killustrated.
Killustrated.
Yeah. Shut up. Killustrated's awesome. Say it. Say it louder.
Killustrated.
There you go. See? You feel stronger already.
Yeah.
Killustrated.
But I am caught up. Well, I have to get the newest issue of Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a good story right there.
Of the Galaxy. It's mostly because they have the Guardians of the Galaxy movie coming out like next year.
That too, but it's
that.
Also so it's just trying to make it's it still just good.
It is. It depends if you like the whole space thing. Some people like their cape comics, you know, Marvel superheroes and all that.
Yeah.
Closer to Earth. But a lot of people actually think that cosmic Marvel, which is, you know, anything that's not on Earth, Galactus-level stuff, Beta Ray Bill...
Yeah, Beta Ray Bill.
The Inhumans, all that. Actually, I think the Inhumans are technically still Earth, though.
They are.
But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Nova Corps, all that. People like cosmic Marvel, because it makes Marvel Universe seem super huge. You know, as if the whole multiverse thing wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, other things. They're going to do a... Flash spinoff for Arrow.
Probably not.
They talked about it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, like, they say pretty much, like, what they hinted at is they're gonna have the Flash show up in the Arrow eventually.
And then, season 2, they said.
So yeah, he's gonna show up, and it's basically gonna be more of his origin story in Arrow. It's not gonna be him with his superpower, it's just him, Barry Allen, being his...
Science
criminal investigator person.
Were they? Was that how? The, no. I don't know.
He's a criminal
investigator.
Is that
actually what they said? It's going to be his origin story. Like he's going to show up as Barry Allen before he gets the powers.
Yeah, that's what I saw from my little article I read. It's basically they're like it's going to be the origin of Flash before he gets his powers.
And then
I'm guessing the Flash. Yeah, I'm guessing the Flash spinoff series when they do it will be him as Flash, the hero, the speedster.
All right, so basically they're going to introduce Barry Allen as a character in the Arrow show.
Yeah.
And then in the Flash's supposed spinoff show, that's when he's actually going to get his abilities and start using Speed Force out the wazoo.
I think so.
Huh. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I don't mind it because he's never had a show before.
Actually, he has.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it before our time?
No.
When was it?
Like early 90s, I think.
When?
Think
what?
The Tick. That kind of show. It was one of those.
It had to be in the 80s and before my time.
You can look it up real quick. But yeah, he had his own show. But why I think that he should actually have his powers in Arrow is because then they can finally establish Arrow as a world where people have superpowers.
But no, that's the point. They don't want the people to have superpowers yet.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because it's like...
They're
it's,
in the DC
no,
universe.
The thing for Arrow is it's the origin story of the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
So they want it to be the origin stories of other characters that aren't pretty much probably as well known or as well documented, having shows and movies and stuff. So that's why they're going to do the whole backstory, origin story of Barry Allen being a normal person before he becomes the Flash.
Eventually, we're going to run out of tech-based characters for them to put in Arrow.
No, we're not. Yeah. Think of all the villains, the Rogues.
What about the Rogues? The Rogues are in Flash.
Yeah, but they're tech-based villains.
Depends. Some of their newer counterparts aren't. Like Captain Cold, he actually has ice powers. He doesn't just have a freeze gun.
Yeah. Cyborg in there?
Cyborg is somewhere, but he's not in Arrow yet. Volker's actually watching Smallville and Cyborg showing up in that.
That's awesome.
Well, Smallville's really old, so I guess that's old news, too.
Yeah.
So, anything else we got?
Nah, I want superpowers in Arrow, damn it!
Not yet. Maybe, like, the last episode, they'll show one. Or, like, just, I don't know, what is it?
You know specifically why they need superpowers? Because his love interest is Black Canary, and she has superpowers.
You're right, Sam. The Flash was a show for one season. 1990 to
1991. Ha, I was right.
It's still before my time because I wasn't able to I wasn't able to have memories then yet.
Are you sure? Weren't able to have memories.
I was born in 1990. And no, another reason was I wasn't in America, probably. Who knows? Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I was still in America.
You were unalive.
No, I was... I'm going to make them unalive. By the way, the Deadpool episode of Ultimate Spider-Man is amazing, and you guys should go watch it.
Hilarious. Will Friedle did a very good rendition of Deadpool. He does the insanity, yet serious, because he actually has a goal thing very well.
Yeah.
Nolan North is, you know, no schmuck himself. He's actually really good at it, too, but I actually think that the Will Friedle is my favorite out of all of them.
He's pretty good.
Which is really hard to say, because Nolan North is so damn talented.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're done talking about those. What has been going on for people? Sam, you said you finished Deadpool today.
I did finish Deadpool.
What'd you think about it? Because I finished it a few weeks ago. What? How'd you
hate
it? Oh, yeah, because it was just a bunch of fighting. That's why you didn't like it.
Like, I would... Like, after all that, I expected a boss fight with some levels, you know, big, grandiose things, you know, set pieces.
Yeah.
But no, they just threw me in a bowl and threw enemies at me.
Yeah, but it makes sense. That's Deadpool.
Does it?
Yeah.
I spent the whole game just killing enemies mindlessly, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, here's all these mini-bosses together, and then he just kept on coming at me. So I just didn't expect it, compared to everything else
I've been doing. That's Deadpool. You don't expect things.
Which is actually a lot of the fun I had with the game. All the banter, Deadpool talking to you,
and
breaking
all the fourth
wall.
Fourth wall breaking, yeah.
Talking to the voices in his head. A lot of people don't like that.
That annoyed me when I heard that it got a 6.0 out of 10 from some reviewer. And his reasoning, one of his reasonings was Deadpool talks too much. And it's like, obviously, you've never read any type of Deadpool-related thing ever. Because you would understand.
That's the thing, because especially with comic books and comic book characters, it all depends on who's been writing them. And there have been, like, definitive eras of Deadpool since the 90s when he was created. So, of course, the one that people know about these days, the one that's actually based on the one in the game, is written by Daniel Way.
Yeah.
And Daniel Way has, you know, he's brought out the insanity and the slapstick and the really mainstream part of Deadpool.
The fourth wall.
Before then, he was a lot darker. He was pretty much a mercenary that was kind of crazy. He had funny moments, but it wasn't all the time. He turned it off.
Mm. Yeah. But still, that's kind of annoying because it's like, that's what Deadpool is. If he's, like, yeah. It's just, it's kind of obvious that...
Yeah, everyone has a Deadpool.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of obvious that the guy probably, I'm not sure if this is right, like, true or not, but it seems like to me, if you're complaining about Deadpool talking too much, you've probably never read any of the stuff, more recent stuff.
Good point, I mean...
Because, I mean, I own a lot of Deadpool stuff from different eras. Like, I had, like, a volume one of Deadpool, which is really old. Well, it's not really old. It starts with Secret War, but...
That's really old.
Yeah.
Secret War is, like, late 80s.
With the Skrull? That's not 80s. Yeah.
Okay, the one you have with the Skrull, that's not... Well, it might have been called, like, Secret War, but...
Secret Invasion.
Okay, there we go. Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion, that one.
Secret War, that's the old event where it's, like, all the Marvel heroes versus all the Marvel villains.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm actually thinking of buying the trade of that, because whenever I look up, like, good events in the Marvel Universe, that's really high up there. It's, like, one of their last really good ones. That and Civil War, apparently.
Civil War is apparently good.
I read Civil War. I liked it a lot, mostly because the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 video game was based off that storyline.
Oh yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So, it's like, I already knew a little bit of it, and it was fun to see what was going on with other characters.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the current running Deadpool series?
The one with the dead presidents?
The one that started with the dead presidents.
Yeah. That's actually really
good. Brian Posehn.
Yeah, it's actually really good. The guys who are writing it are pretty much hitting Deadpool straight on. I mean, he doesn't have the whole constant voices in his head like he normally does, but he has ghost Ben Franklin floating around, so that kind of makes up for it. I mean, like, it's written, it's a Deadpool.
Right, that's something I wanted to bring up. It is actually genuinely funny. I mean, it's written by a stand-up comedian.
Who likes Deadpool and understands him.
Right. But it does that without the crazy voices in the head thing, which a lot of people don't like. So it's just Deadpool with his strong ambitions being crazy to him and the people around him, but not just talking to himself all the time, which I understand why people can find that annoying, because it seems like they're just kind of just adding something to get in the way of actual story progression.
Yeah. But no, it's good. I like it.
What Deadpool are you reading, Travis?
None.
I have a bunch of issues if you want it.
I'm good.
Reading any manga?
I used to read One Piece and Naruto, but I quit that long time ago.
That's not recent stuff.
I just watch all the new anime that come out each season. So, yeah, like Silver Spoon, the C3 Club, Attack on Titan, Danganronpa, Free.
You don't watch no stinking
No, I don't watch Free. Free's too gay for me.
Too gay for you.
Too gay.
But you're French.
But anyway. So yeah, recently I finished Deadpool probably about a week or two ago. I started back up Darksiders 2 after not playing it for like a year.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about games, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's just stuff we've been doing for this. For
Deadpool
the past week.
Is kind of meta. Let's get back to Deadpool. Sorry, no. Go on with your Darksiders.
Yes, I was playing Darksiders, and I had a friend over, and he was watching me try and kill this deposed king, which was for some side quest, and I was finally able to kill him. It was great. And then I've been spending the past couple days in a maze, trying to not get lost. That was fun.
A maze?
Yeah, I've actually cleared out my side quests amazingly. Oh. It really gets easy once you get a weapon that heals you. Then you don't have to worry about potions anymore.
I'm gonna have to play that Darksiders 2 at some point.
You only played Darksiders 1.
I played Darksiders 1 and I beat it.
I played that too.
Only problem is you got Darksiders 2 on the Xbox.
Wanna borrow my Xbox?
No, I don't wanna borrow your Xbox.
Too bad.
I'm gonna wait for them to make it downloadable on the PS3.
For free. PlayStation Plus for the win.
Well, PlayStation Plus. Amazing.
Darksiders 1 was free on PlayStation Plus for a while.
Exactly.
So,
that's what
he said. You weren't PlayStation Plus at that point.
Nope, I only got it when Sony gave it to me for free.
We can't all be that lucky.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Just Travis. Those two games?
Anime. Played The Last of Us, all the Bioshock games. I played...
The Bioshock games from
Machinarium.
We're talking about, like, probably within the last week or so.
I played Machinarium and Bioshock Infinite.
Played them, beat them,
The Last
them.
Of Us, yeah. Played all of them, beat all of them. They were fun. Machinarium was free on PlayStation Plus, so that's why I played it.
Couldn't get past the third puzzle.
Whatever.
Well, that was me. I couldn't get past the third puzzle.
Was that your one? Was that that game where you had to wipe clean the boo poster?
No, that sounds fun too.
What are you talking about?
That was a different game. That was the Zero
Escape. Yeah, Zero Escape one.
That's a PlayStation Vita game. It's a puzzle story-driven game. A lot of different branches and choices. But yes, at one point, you're locked in a room, and there is a poster. And it's like a girl on a beach, and she has like what looks like a skirt on, and a bra,
top. Yeah.
And so you're supposed to find a penny or something in a closet that's locked, and you know you find the key somewhere. Eventually, you get the penny, and you scratch off those areas, and she's actually wearing a different bathing suit, and the guy gets all disappointed because he was hoping for a naughty picture. But
and you were too. Or you wouldn't have scratched so fiercely.
Maybe a little. No. But, and then inside those areas that you scratched off, there's obviously another clue to find another key, to find another clue, to find another key, and then you finally escape that room just to go into another locked room. So,
depressing.
I love puzzle games, so I think it's a great game. It actually has a pretty decent story in it, but I still need to play it 7 to 10 more times, so we'll see what happens.
I like not thinking, so the games I play usually don't have too much brain power.
That's why Deadpool's awesome.
Deadpool. Key suspect there. Deadpool's fun. I liked it. Like you mentioned before, there were some bad reviews or mixed reviews of it when it came out. And when I started playing it, I just had, like, meh expectations myself because of those reviews, but mostly I went into it just wanting Deadpool stuff. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I actually had a lot more fun with the game than I initially thought I was. I just played it, I killed things, I solved puzzles, the game throws random things at you every now and then. They're just genuinely funny, you know, breaking the rules, making fun of gamers, which can be so hurtful if I didn't know that they were trying to be joking about it.
Yeah.
If I didn't know that they were being funny, then I'd feel like they really went out of their way to write this hurtful joke about gamers and their basements, and they're never kissing real girls. All myths! I've never lived in a basement in my life.
Wait, that's not all of them, though, Tim.
That's enough of them. That's the main one.
One.
But yeah, we should probably close it here, because you're supposed to be making food.
Food I'm hungry.
Me? Food yeah, me. It's like food one. Me.
Sweet.
In the morning right now, so you should make us food. So, yeah, I've been Patty.
Travis.
Sam for now.
Yeah, for now.
I'll probably be Max next week or something.
Who knows? But yeah,
Jennifer?
Well,
yes, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's your name?
Jennifer Walters.
There you go. But yeah, so we're going to probably try and have this show up every week or so. Probably, I guess, would be up probably Sundays or Mondays. Record these on Fridays or Saturdays. Who knows?
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, and we'll see you all next
time.
Week.
In the apartment.
Yeah, in the apartment. All right.
Great.
See ya.